Part 1. Summary and Review. Summary. Hidden Figures begins with a prologue recounting author Margot Lee Shetterly's childhood in Hampton, Virginia. Her father worked for National Aeronautics and Space Administrations, NASA, Langley Research Center, and Shetterly was surrounded by an upwardly mobile black community. Given her father's job as a climate scientist and the similarly successful lives of her extended family, Shetterly experienced a comfortable middle-class upbringing removed from the palpable pain and strife that has engulfed so many other black communities in America. As she writes, Shetterly, quote, knew so many African Americans working in science, math, and engineering that I thought that's just what black folks did, end quote. As Shetterly grew up and left Hampton, she became fascinated by the people she had grown up with and the individuals her father had once mentioned in passing. The popular conception of NASA was that of an organization staffed almost uniformly by white men. So who were the people that Shetterly's father had worked with, and where were they now? From there, Shetterly sought to catalog the work, lives, and achievements of the women and African Americans who staffed NASA. Along the way, she discovered that women, both black and white, were much more central to the narrative of NASA than popular culture and convenient narratives had ever conveyed. Despite having never authored a book and having no experience chronicling history, Shetterly went on to record testimonials, interview family members and former NASA workers, as well as pore over historical documents, photos, records, formulas, and more, in the pursuit of shining a light on the book's titular hidden figures. In her research, Langley discovered that up to 1,000 women may have been employed by NASA in the latter half of the 20th century. Although only a small portion of them were black women, Shetterly was astounded by the body of work they had left behind. Hidden Figures revolves primarily around Dorothy Vaughan, Mary Jackson, Katherine Johnson, and Christine Darden, all black female employees at NASA in the mid-20th century. By framing the book around these women, Shetterly is able to use their respective careers and journeys in order to contextualize the socioeconomic conditions of the United States between the 1940s and 1970s. The book begins by introducing Dorothy Vaughan, who was born in Kansas City, Missouri, but raised in Morgantown, West Virginia, led an austere and modest life, a choice informed by her experience growing up during the Great Depression. After learning about career opportunities within the federal government, Vaughan left her teaching and tutoring jobs in Farmville, Virginia, to work for the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, NACA, at the Langley Research Center in Hampton, Virginia. Although she would not join NACA until much later in June 1953, one of Vaughan's co-workers was Katherine Johnson. Johnson, who grew up in Marion, Virginia, was a math teacher like Vaughan. After graduating from West Virginia State Institute at 18, she briefly attended the West Virginia University as a grad student.